What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have to go ahead and go down under for this episode of HMT. Oh yeah, gentlemen, I've always said it. Men around the world are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, this article was published on the 12th of December. Man accused of offlining his wife with a homemade spear in a quote-unquote very violent termination. You know, there has to be some serious anger issues when you decide to make your own weapon to offline somebody with. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An Australian man is accused of terminating his wife with a homemade spear. Talat Howitt, also known as Terrence Howitt, is accused of having attacked his wife, Kulad Bakor Howitt, with the weapon on Thursday, December 11th, per the Sydney Morning Herald. New South Wales police said in a release that they were called to a home in the Sydney suburb of Belmore at 7:50 a.m. following a concern for a welfare report. Officers looked, or should I say, they located the body of a woman who has yet to be formally identified, but is believed to be Bakor Howitt, per the Sydney Morning Herald. Police also shared that following inquiries, they arrested a 35-year-old man who was known to the woman at 8:30 a.m. The man was taken to Campbelltown Police Station in New South Wales and charged with termination and contravening a restraining order, also known as an apprehended domestic violation order, or ADVO, in Australia, per the police. Quote unquote, it does look like it was a very violent termination scene. Campsie Police Commander Sheridan Waldo said per Nine News Australia, adding that officers had to force entry to the home. The Sydney Morning Herald stated that earlier this year, Howitt convinced a court to lift the domestic violation order, preventing him from contacting his wife. Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Now, this right here actually perks my ears. If the court lifted the restraining order, how can he be in violation of an order that was lifted? It followed the awarding of an ADVO against him on February 14th by Bankstown Local Court in New South Wales. This stated that Howitt could not contact, assault, threaten, stalk, or damage anything belonging to Bakor Howitt. He was also told that he could only speak to her through a lawyer. In April, Howitt asked for the restraining order to be lifted so he could move back into the home, reported the Sydney Morning Herald. In August, Bankstown local court agreed and changed the ADVO so Howard could return and have contact with his wife. According to the outlet, he has now been charged with Bakor Howard's termination and breaching the ADVO. Police report stated that Howard was refused bail, and the Sydney Morning Herald said that he was quote unquote emotionless as he appeared in Bankstown local court via video link. There's more to this article, but that's all I'm going to read for now. However, well, gentlemen, I constantly say this, men around the world are absolutely snapping the fuck out. Now, everybody wants to focus on the man as usual, but my question still remains, what drove this man to go to such brutal methods to dispatch his wife? A homemade spear? Yeah, there was definitely something going on behind those closed marital doors. But I'm going to reiterate, it's always about making the man the bad guy and never holding the woman accountable. There was definitely something going on that drove him to such extreme, brutal methods. What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I honestly, truly say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, the spear of sorrow. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, gonna give that a 40. For the brutality factor, of course, I'm gonna give that a 45 as well. Because as we all know, a spear, yeah, that is definitely not a clean or fun way to go. And the fact that it was a homemade spear too, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and throw in the uniqueness factor and give that a 20. So Terrence the Terror Howard gets a score of 160. Okay, I'm going to ask the question one more again. How is it that he's being charged with breaching a restraining order if the local court actually lifted the restraining order? Yeah, sounds like more of a convenience charge, just to add on. But, gentlemen, like we say, there are far, far more ways that men are being constantly thrown to the wolves when it comes to women and this entire damn world. And this is absolutely garbage, if you ask me. Restraining order? Why did she get the restraining order against him? Was it because there was possibly somebody else in the background? Of course, they have children together, so you know what that must mean. Now, I don't know about the Australian child support, you know, scheme. If you know about it, hey, let me know in the comment section. But if it's anything like America's child support, then yeah, that's something else. Possibly she was gearing up for a divorce. And yeah. Divorce, child support. In my humble opinion, that is something that can definitely send a man over the edge. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who honestly believe that that little flimsy piece of paper called a restraining order is some sort of invincible suit of armor that's going to keep that man off of you, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that that little piece of paper grants you, the protection that you think that that little piece of paper grants you, it always goes out. Feminism and the belief in the Duluth model, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, when it comes to restraining orders or protective orders, let me go ahead and tell you this. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will take action. Up to lethal action. This man sat emotionless in court. He no longer gave a fuck. But once again, the question still stands. What drove that man to that point? The world may never know. Or he may just talk. Either way, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.